hit the process button before you hit the panic button. Hey there, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I'm Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series mini episodes that air between our regular full-length episodes to help you touch base with that drive for consistency every day so that life doesn't get in the way, so we don't start the week strong and fizzle out, get distracted, or drift from our goals and intentions. I saw this quote from Emily Frazella: hit the process button before you hit the panic button, and I love it. I love it in every area of life. One of the most powerful things we can do for the sake of consistency is practice being calm. Not freaking out over every little thing, not being super reactive, not being over emotional. And it's not that emotions are bad. I don't think that they're bad at all. But when our behavior is dictated by our emotions, we tend to not be on the most valuable path for ourselves. Hit the process button before you hit the panic button. What does that look like? For everybody, it's going to be a little bit different, but let's say, I've shared with you guys a few times now that I, much to my surprise, and I don't recommend it for most people, I've been weighing myself every day as sort of an experiment on having my eyes wide open and not being able to drift or disengage because I have this daily touch point. Well, if there are a series of weeks where I'm not seeing change and I feel like, hey, I'm doing all of the things right. I'm eating really clean. I'm working out. I'm getting enough sleep. I'm taking my supplements. I'm doing all of these things. Why isn't it working? Hit the process button before you hit the panic button. Instead of, what the heck? I don't get it. What's going on? Step back and say, what do my processes look like? Do I have a process in place for a plateau? Do I have a process in place for moments when results are not going the way I want them to go? Do I have a process in place for taking care of my home? Do I have a process in place for my finances? One of the things that I did for the first time, I think right before the twins were born, I had never created a process for if something happened to me and somebody needed information to run my business, or if somebody needed information on all of our bank accounts and where's all the money and what are the different accounts, I never had a organized place where all of that information is. For life insurance, call this. For retirement, call this. These are the account numbers. These are the institutions that hold the funds. For the kids' accounts, this is where the information is. And it was such a great thing. Instead of panicking, like, oh my gosh, what would happen if something happened to me? Or what would happen if I couldn't continue to do my business? And who would step in and take care of those things? Before you hit the panic button, hit the process button. I'm thinking about this as we roll into a new year and it's coming that time where I have to gather all of my files for taxes, which, you know, we all do personally, but as a business owner and a nonprofit owner, it can be a little bit more complex. Before you hit the panic button, hit the process button. Do I have a process in place for these things that makes them feel less stressful? Even I saw a car with a bunch of kids in it that was on the side of the road, like a mom and a bunch of young kids on the side of the road with a flat tire. And in my mind, I was like, oh my gosh, that would be crazy if I was by myself and all three kids and I got a flat tire, and would I change it? Would I call AAA? Oh my gosh, what even is, do I know my AAA information? Would I be able to find it in a pinch if I needed to find it? Those kinds of things can be big distractions in our day, and distractions of any kind can pull us away from consistency. And they're also not good for our hormones when we get stressed out or worked up over these things. Before you hit the panic button, even if it's something small, like, do I even know what my AAA information is? Hit the process button. Do we have processes in place where we need processes in place? Do we have a process in place for maintaining connection to our spouse? Do we have a process in place for evaluating our goals? Do we have a process in place for when we hit a plateau with our goals? Do we have a process in place for our taxes, for our finances, for all of those kinds of things? This quote has so much utility, and I hope that it remains a gem for you the way that it is a gem for me. This is one that I'll keep top of mind, that I'll come back to again and again. Again, it's from Emily Frazella. Hit the process button before you hit the panic button. I'll see you tomorrow.